Okay, good evening. We're in the middle of the first halacha in Perkei Tes in the Hilchos Tumas HaMeis of the Rambam. We've been discussing a beehive. So, for those that weren't here last time, let's just show you the picture of the beehive. Is the picture, is the thing
no.
up?
No.
No?
No.
How about now?
Yes. Yeah.
That's the beehive.
Okay.
It's... Oh, it's hollowish, open on one side, closed on the other. That's the beehive. Now, we're dealing with a beehive. That's that picture. That's that tube. That part of it is in the door, part of it is out of the door. Okay? And the question is, what's the status of items that are, whether inside the beehive, utensils in the beehive, utensils under the beehive, utensils above the beehive, and utensils that are in the house that would have nothing to do with the beehive.
And that's the mace right underneath it?
Yeah, the little brown black thing is the mace. So this is halachas we did. But the question is, will the beehive be able to put the tumah into the house from tumah outside the house? Will tumah outside the house go into the beehive? So we were discussing a tubular beehive that was... open, so to speak, on that was hollow, rather. Open on one side, close the other. And the Rambam... Why is this thing not moving now? Okay. And the Rambam listed a number of scenarios over there. Again, more... It's all we did last time.
By the way, does it matter, that the fact that it is closed on one end?
Yeah, because then it keeps it closed off from the rest of the house. So the opening's only out of the house. So if it's considered separated, then it's closed out from the house. And we give a whole bunch of scenarios. Okay. But all the scenarios were dealing with a beehive that was hollow on the inside and had a status of a beehive. And now, and that's how we, I believe we were up to the fifth part, correct, Mark? Right? Where it was still a kli, it was still a utensil. Okay? So we're on Aleph 5. Bamed Dvorim Amurim. Okay? All right. And we also talked about if the beehive was flat on the ground or a tefach off the ground, if it functioned as a ohel. Right? So now, all the halachas that we stated on Monday... The Mishnah says, the Rambam says, "Bamed Varm Amurim." When do we say the halachas as we said they were? Bizman shehi kli, when it's like a status of a kli utensil, umechul cheles, and it's hollow in the inside. In other words, it's a kli that there is no damage to it. I mean, the beehive itself can hold things. It can hold things. It's circular, tubular. There's something can go inside of it. So that's a kli. Mucholcheles, it's hollow on the inside, and it's not broken. Okay? Then we treated it like the special status of a beehive kli.
What do you mean by it's not broken?
Well, what if I put a hole in the side? We haven't explained it. What if it's damaged? We're talking about an undamaged beehive, and it's hollow on the inside. And all the halachas that we said... on Monday, those apply then. And because it had a status of kli, that's a unique type of a kli. It's not like a regular kli. It doesn't have all the problem with the Rambam is we could explain the case, we can't explain the reasons because it don't seem to be consistent straight through. It's a unique aspect of a beehive utensil. But on the other hand, okay, avolim hi p'chusa. But if it's p'chusa, meaning it was damaged, let's say a hole got into there, Visasam hamakom hanifchas bekash, and you fill up the area that's got the hole with some straw. Now that means bees can get out of there, even if you close it up with straw. It's not considered a regular kli; it's considered a broken kli. That's even if you fill it up with straw, it's still a broken kli. Okay. So amakam nivras shaharei ain't a kli. It's not a kli anymore. It's not a utensil. Or another scenario, oh shahaisa afutsa. It's afutza, meaning it's not broken, but it's stuffed with straw inside completely. Actually, bechalol, so it's not hollow anymore. Right? Elo atuma, it's now plugged up. Okay? It's plugged up. You don't have the space of a tefach in the hollow. Okay? So that renders it maybe a kli, but it's not a receptacle type of kli.
What? I don't see the correlation between the brokenness of what you're stuffing up and the tefach.
Like, what are two separate things? Two separate things. In other words, when did we say these halachas? When the biev was a perfect intact kli with hollowness inside of it, then the halachas we said before applied. But now, if the kli is either this beehive is damaged. Damaged means it's now got, it has a hole in it. Even though you stuff the hole with straw, but bees can go out of it. You know, no different than, let's say, you have a cup with a hole in it, and you put a little straw in it. It ain't going to work. Or a cup usually is hollow. But what if this beehive is not hollow? You stuffed it up with straw. There isn't enough hollowness of a tefach in one spot. So that's not a receptacle, really. Okay, in any of those scenarios, if it's now that type of a non-functioning kli, and now let's go through a whole bunch of scenarios now. A whole bunch of scenarios. I'm trying to get this so I can get everything here, the commentary and the picture. Almost got it. So now it will depend on a number of things. One second. So you don't have a space of a tefach in there. So you don't have in that kli. Remember, the key for any type of OL, you have to have a 1 by 1 by 1 cubic square tefach. That kli doesn't have it anymore. It's stuffed up, right? So you got that case. So now you can't use it. Okay, now if it would have had some kind of a tefach, it could have had some kind of tumas ohel. So really, it's not a kli, and or it's not an ohel. Either way, it's not functioning as that. Okay.
Sorry, so are you talking about the beehive itself?
The beehive itself.
Yeah, okay.
So it's not an independent thing. It's just like a broken kli that doesn't even function as an ohel or nothing. So now we're going to now look at the various scenarios over here, starting from right to left. See, there's the beehive. That's the white thing. It's in, going through the door. The house is on the right. The outside of the house on the left. Okay, we're now going to now pick a number of scenarios. If it is, hoysa gavoa min haaretz tefach, if the beehive is a tefach off the ground, which theoretically could have been an ohel if it could function as an ohel. But we'll have to see. So if it's off the ground, so you've got stuff underneath that. Okay. Or this tumah right underneath it, that's on the left, the right picture, that's the tumah outside the house. See the black thing over there?
Yep.
I believe that's what it's referring to. Right? Obabayis, or it's anywhere else in the house. All right? Hare habayis, the house, v'chol shetachteha tmei. The house, the entire house, and everything that's under the beehive is tamei. Why? Mipnei shehu ol echad, because it's considered like the house and the hive is like one ohel, because the ohel isn't, the beehive isn't functioning as an independent ohel. It's not functioning as an independent kli, so it's really part of the ohel. Okay, but betocha, but inside the beehive, that's the white part, vegaba, and on top of it outside, tahar is tar. Why? Mivnei shehu ohel shela eitz ve'eno kli. It's like an ohel of wood, but not a kli. It still has the status of an ohel, interestingly, but it's not a kli that would make a chatzitza before the tumah. Okay? So, again, very difficult to understand that case. So he's basically saying that the beehive itself, whatever's in the beehive, is impervious to the entire tumah over there. It's not exactly clear why.
But when you said before that it's broken, so wouldn't that play into that?
Again, I can't give you an answer to that. All these halachas, I don't understand any of these. And the commentaries have a lot of trouble understanding it too. Okay, we consider it an ohel of wood, but not a kli. Okay, so it has some aspects of an ohel and some aspects not of an ohel. So therefore, in other words, it's enough to block it. It can block the tumah, you see. And therefore, for example, when the tumah is on outside the house, it doesn't go all the way through because it blocks the tumah there. But yet it will act as an oil and disperse the tumah underneath. And once it goes underneath, then it will go all around the house. Yeah. But it functions as a impervious to anything that's there. Okay, so that's that halacha. Okay, fine. Now, second picture though, ha'isa tumah basocha, the tumah is inside of it. Well, then what do we say then? Eina tumah elatocha. Now only the inside is tumah, because why? Because it's staying all inside that little ohel.
It's the exact opposite. Cool.
Exact opposite. Right. Exact opposite. Any utensils in the beehive are going to be tummy. In other words, in that scenario, it acts as its own independent ohel, so to speak. That's its function. Third picture.
But it would be tummy on the outside if you touched it, right?
Yeah. Now, ha'isa al gaba, what if the tummy is on top of it, the left picture,
yeah,
and only on top, outside the house, then kinegdo adler kitam, what's opposite to the heavens is tummy. Because it's like, again, that's an ohel. Nothing can get into those chotzeitz. It blocks it. So the tumah only goes out. So we've got the three scenarios. The right side, where the tumah is under the beehive, it spreads it all around the house. It acts as one big ohel all around the house. When it's inside the beehive, it keeps it all inside the beehive. When it's outside the top, it just lets it go out. So nothing can get in and nothing can go out. That's basically the scenario over there.
And the final one.
Yeah.
You have the what? You have the, if you look on the inside, you've got the object that's resting on top of it.
Will be tummy.
Yes.
Tumah goes straight up.
Right, but
it's not withstanding anything else.
So I can No. On the right, on the inside of the house. The white one that's on the inside of the house.
Yes.
It's resting on the hive, so it's touching. So wouldn't it be tamei? Because it's...
No, because that tumah only is that part of the thing.
No, but...
Only that part of the thing.
No, but...
Oh, I guess maybe...
That's it. Wouldn't it just...
I guess that... You're right. I guess maybe the beehive does not become tamei.
That's what I'm wondering.
I guess the beehive does not become tamei.
The outside, the
yeah
surface.
Well, again, it's, you know why? It's not a kli.
Okay.
It's not a kli. It's not a kli. It doesn't become tummy. Okay, good pickup over there. Okay, that was all. Which number is this? 5A, Aleph 5. Now, oh boy, now we got a bunch more pictures over here. Now, hoysa, now that was when it was a tefach off the ground. Right? Now, same case. This beehive that's not a kli. It's not a kli. Now, what if ha'isa manachas ala oretz? What if it's just sitting on the ground, not a tefach? So now it's not going to create any ohel effect underneath. There's no ohel effect underneath. So now let's kizn upia l'chutz. And again, the mouth is out. Okay, right, first upper right-hand case. Uksayis min ameis nosun tachta. An uksayis of the tumah is underneath the outside part. That's a simple halacha. Kenegdo ad tahom tamei. From that going down is tamei. That's it. Because again, it's not enabling any tumah to break in. Just like before, no tumah breaks in. It's a barrier. Interestingly enough, it's not considered Tumah Ritzutza for some reason. As opposed to the case in the first, what we learned on Monday, when it was hollow, it was Tumah Ritzutza, goes right through. Right? But now look what he says, because he's saying now, in this case, the Kaveres acts as a bona fide, since it's not hollow, it blocks. It blocks, even though there's not a tefach underneath, it doesn't matter. It still is able to block it for reasons that we don't really understand. Okay. So that's what I'm talking about. Hoya al gaba, what if it's on top, the left-hand picture? Then again, doesn't go in. Connect to the rikia tummy. Straight up to the heavens is tummy. Yeah. Okay, now it gets a little more interesting. What if same scenario, but the tumma now, he said tumma babais, what if tumma's in the house? The right hand, lower right hand picture. Again, since nothing can get into it, say that's consistent now, ain't a tumma, the house is tummy. Yeah. But nothing in the beehive at all is tummy. And finally, the left, bottom left, hoisa tuma besocha, if there's tuma inside, it's like the other picture as well. Ain't tuma elatocha, it's all
inside.
The same as if it was hollow, would be the same thing. That is Aleph. Okay, now, no picture here. So let's see if we can figure, it must not be such a hard case. Okay. Now, so far, we've been dealing with the beehive opening out. Now we're going to do the beehive opening in. Okay, everything's the same. We're just flipping it.
You might have bigger problems with those bees.
But I don't know why he's not giving us any pictures. You don't have any pictures, right? Either one. No? Base 1, base 2. Even no commentary on base 2, no?
No.
Nothing. Not base 3 either. Yep. Not base 4 either. Oh, well, that's a chart, but that's going to be crazy. Okay, let's go back to base Aleph. Okay, so now it's just everything on the inside. So just figure all these pictures. It's exactly, it's going to run through all the same cases. Just put it inside. Okay, so Kaveres Hamutalis Baaretz, so the beehive is placed on the ground. Besocha Pesach, inside the doorway, upia lifnim, and the mouth is going in. Mm-hmm. Now it's going back to the very first case we had on Monday. Vehi kli shalom v'chala, it's complete, it's hollow and everything, a perfect beehive. Uksais min ha-meis noson tachta, and the uksais of the mace underneath it, I imagine, outside, the part that's outside the door, right? In other words, just imagine, okay, just for the sake of our understanding this. See this picture here? Imagine this picture, just flip it where the opening's on the inside. That's all you gotta just take the same picture and flip it where the tumma's outside, right? And we've just flipped it over. Is this picture complete, Mark? Or am I missing part of it? Yeah, I don't know what's happening. Yeah, show, that's the better picture. Right, the tumma's underneath. So it's the same thing, just the opening's on the inside. Or the next one is the same thing. You got to show me yours. I know something's wrong with my pictures. So it's the same thing, but just flip it with the opening on the inside. Okay, so it's the same picture. I guess that's why I didn't make the picture twice. It's the same thing, just have to flip the opening. That's the only thing that's really happening. Okay, so again, where am I? Base 1. Kaveres hamutalis baaretz, if the beehive is lying on the ground, besocha pesach, inside the door, upia lifnim, and the mouth is on the inside, v'hi kli shalom, it's a complete beehive, v'chalula, and it's hollow, but the difference is it's over on the inside. Uksais min ha-meis nosun tachtol gaba mechutz, and there's a kazais ha-meis underneath the beehive, or on top of it, but it's on the outside. So same rule. Tumah Ritzutza. Koshu Keneged HaSais. Whatever's opposite the Tumah, B'tachtel B'gavah, on top or below Tumah, straight through. V'chol Mashir Ba'avir. But anything in the air space of the beehive, Tocha Tahar. Inside is Tahar. Okay. Right? Chutz. We can accept the part that's right opposite the Tumah. Right? In that straight line. So that part that's outside the door, Tumas Latzeh underneath, it's a straight line through the beehive, up through an ever. Or if it's on top, goes down. But the rest of the beehive is tar, and the rest of the house is tar. Vabai is tar, same thing. So it doesn't matter, really what the Rambam is selling, it doesn't matter what direction the opening of the beehive is. That's basically what he's saying, because we don't consider that beehive to be connected to the house. Hoisa tuma besocha. Ah, what if the tuma is inside the beehive? O babais, or in the house? Then hakol tame. Then everything is tame. Now is that the same as the first picture?
Is this one?
Yes, same one.
I don't think it's the same.
The same picture we had when it was flipped the other way, and where's the Rambam saying it's the exact same halacha? If the tumah is anywhere inside this beehive, even on the outside, it makes the whole house tummy.
Yeah.
And if it's in the house, it makes the whole house tummy.
Yeah.
But not...
See, I think that gets a little different, no?
But I think here, so here it's going to be... V'hoisum b'socho v'hoisum hakol tummy. So what would hakol tummy be? Because now the beehive will be tummy. You know why? Because it's opened into the house. This case, it's not, the beehive is not tummy when the tumah is there. But when the opening goes the other way, since it's open into the house, so the tumah goes in and makes the beehive tummy. So I don't know why he didn't put the pictures. Yeah. But that's what's happening there. That's if it's in that scenario. Now, we pick the same case as the previous halacha, the next case. What if the beehive is a tefach off the ground? Right? Hoise gavoh minar it's tefach. What if it's a tefach off the ground? V'tumah tachteha o besocha o al gaba o babais. If the tumah is underneath it from the outside, or inside it, or on top of it, or babais or in the house, ha kol tameh. Everything's tameh. Kol she babais, everything in the house. V'chol she'tachta, everything that's underneath. Why? Mipnei shehiv abayis kocha. Because there and the house is one all because it's open to the inside. It's this picture, but the reverse. The reverse. The opening is going in.
Right.
So now everything becomes tummy. Everything becomes tummy. It's one room, and I guess the fact it's a tefach means it's an ohel for that too. So it goes through, and that's what he's saying. It's one ohel, right? V'chol shal gaba, anything that's on top of it. V'chol shebesocha, anything that's inside of it, right? V'chol shebesocha shahakli maybe as a tuma. The kli can bring in the tuma in this case. V'enochot says it doesn't block it. K'moshe Zohar has to explain the unique status of the beehive.
Right.
Okay. Now we go to the cases again where it's damaged.
So would it really matter where the mace is there?
No. And wherever it is, everything's going to be tummy.
Yeah, it doesn't, yeah.
Doesn't matter. Now we go back to what we started today with, in the case where it's damaged, and it's not a functioning kli. That was the case, this case, but now we're talking about with the openings the other way. The opening's the other way. All right? Haisa pachusa, if it's damaged, upakuka bakashi, you filled it in with straw. O afutsa, it's plugged up. And it's a tefach off of the ground. V'tumah tachta, and there's tumah underneath it, on the outside. Obabais, or in the house. Obasocher, inside of it. Hakol tamei, everything's tamei. Chutz me'al gaba, except for what's on top of it.
Outside.
Hoysa tumah al gaba. What if there's something tamei on top of it outside? Kinegdo b'vad alerkia, only straight up is tamei. But what's inside of it and underneath it and what's in the house, kol ma shabam tar, everything's tar, mishain a kli, it's not a kli, and therefore it's chotzetzes. It will break up and won't let the tumah go through. Final case.
What does the word mean, chotzetzes?
To break, to block. Final case, I saw that was this one, so. The bottom one.
All four.
On the ground, all four. What if it's sitting on the ground? The mouth inside, and part of the corpse is underneath it. Alright. Out at the home going down is tame. Hayal gaba on top of it. Tame going up is tame. The tumah is inside of it. Obabais are in the house. Toch v'abayis tameim. It and the house are tamei. Which is more than that. Remember, it's this one is same, but here, since it's open on the inside, it becomes tummy on the inside as well. All right, good. We'll stop it there. We're going to then do the next case is going to be the beehive, which is either all in the house or all in the doorpost. Okay, we'll get through this. Another one or two.
We said this before. What would we do without the illustration?